Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Makos Yud Tes. We are holding on the very last line of Yud Ches Amud Beis, back to Bikurim. The first fruit that the farmer brings, offers it to Hashem, and the Kohen actually will eat it. Question is, at what point does it attain its status of Kedusha? In which case, it's strictly meant for the Kohen, and if a Zor, a non-Kohen, would eat it, he would get actually Misa if he eats it. So, at what point does that happen? Omar Rava Bar Ada, Omar Bitzchak, Bikurim, May Mosai Chayav Nalein. At what point is there a Chiyuv Misa for a Zar who eats it? Or as Tosis points out, even a Kohen, if he should eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim, he would get Malkus. So basically, the question is, at what point does the Kedusha arrive? It's really, you know, a mundane collection of fruits. At what point does it become an offering? Does it become Kaddish? Which triggers all these halachas and, you know, obligations. The answer is, when it's delivered to the Beis HaMikdash, when it enters the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishe Yiru, Pnei HaBayis, when it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Keman, this halacha is following which opinion? Ki Aitana. It's going like the following opinion, the Sanyo, Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, Bikurim, Miktsosan, Machutz, Miktsosan, Bifnim. The basket of Bikurim fruit are now situated half outside the Azara, half inside. What status does it have? Well, it depends which half. Shebachutz, the ones outside, it's nothing. Harihen kechulin, l'chol d'reim. They're considered fully mundane, fully chulin, pertaining to everything. Because they have not yet attained their kedusha. But the part that's inside, shebifnim, harihen kehegdish, l'chol d'reim, they're considered hegdish, regarding all, you know, its ramifications. So we discussed yesterday that the Bikurim delivery to the Beis HaMikdash entails a three stage process. It has three elements. There's the Kriya, where the owner calls out an appreciation to Hashem. He reads those Pesukim, thanking Hashem for all that bounty. We have the Tnufa, where they wave it back and forth, himself and the Kohen. We have the Hanocha, where it's placed down at the foot of the Mizbeach. Which part, which element is, you know, just a mitzvah? And which part is really ma'akev, is critical to the process? Omer of Sheshes Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akevas Ben, the Hanocha, the placement, is ma'akev. That's critical. Kriya, but recital of the Psukim Ein Ma'akevas Ben is not really critical. Keman ki Aitana, he's following the Shita of the following Tana, the Sani, we have a Braiser, Rabbi Yesi, Omer, Shlesha Dvarim. Rabbi Yesi said three halachis, three things. Mishum Shlesha that came in the name of three elders. One of which was the following halacha. So he heard one halacha from each Zakein. And the first one is in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Omer. Yachel Yala Adam Asusheni Bizman Zebi Yushalayim. Biyachlenu. Here's a question. Nowadays, without a Beis HaMikdash, can one still deliver my Sesheni to Yerushalayim and consume it in Yerushalayim? Because you see, my Sesheni doesn't necessarily need a Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps it works. Even nowadays. Rashi explains, we're going with the Shita that Kedusha Sa'aretz Le'batla, there is still Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate the Maas race. So, perhaps you bring it up to Yerushalayim. You don't need to redeem it, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Answers the Gemara, no. That is not to be done. You know why? Vidinhu. we can derive this halacha from the din of bechor, the firstborn kosher animal, which is a karban. And just like over there, by the bechor, even if the karban had already been processed while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, you apply the dam, the blood of the carbon, onto the mizbeach, and now you have just the basar, the flesh. You cannot consume it today, nowadays. There's no Beis HaMikdash. How do we know? We'll see that later in the Gemara. So Master Sheni will learn from Bechor. Just like, that's not possible, this isn't either. V'dinu, Bechor, ton havas mokim. Bechor needs to be delivered to the Beis HaMikdash. Master Sheni, likewise, ton havas mokim needs to be brought. Ma bechor, just like by a bechor, einoy elu b'fnei abayis, it's only applicable when there is a Beis HaMikdash standing. Af maser nami. Likewise, by maser sheni, af maser einoy elu b'fnei abayis, you can only consume it in Yerushalayim when there is a Beis HaMikdash. So the question was, maser sheni, it doesn't really require, activity with the Beis HaMikdash. It just says, eat it l'fnei Hashem alekecha. Perhaps even nowadays, within the city, is considered l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, and the answer is no. Just as Bechor can't, this can't either. Says the Gemara, how can you compare to Bechor? Bechor certainly has higher standards and stricter requirements, because mala Bechor shekein ton matan domim ve'emurin l'gavim mizbecha. Bechor is an actual karban, which requires application of dam, and the inners, the emurin, the fats, antan mizbecha. Of course it needs a Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps it's different than Master Sheni, which does not have that requirement. You can't learn one from the other, so perhaps by Master Sheni it is acceptable, even nowadays. No, says the Gemara, I found another source. If Bechor cannot provide the goods, let's go to Bikurim. Yechichu, that can undo this notion and establish that nowadays you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is despite the fact that Bikurim doesn't have the Matan Domim and Emur. It's not a carbon. Apparently those elements are not the ones holding it back. Those aren't the only factors. Even Bikurim doesn't have those elements. Cannot be done today. Why? Rashi Masechet Zevachim explains, because the Pasuk says, L'fnei Mizbech Hashem Elokecha. You have to bring it to the Mizbech. There's no Mizbech. It doesn't work. And likewise, Master Shein. Hold it. Mali Bikurim Shekein Tu'unim Hanocha. Perhaps Bikurim are different than Master Sheni. Tu'unim Hanocha, because it needs to be placed by the Mizbeach, and that's why it needs a Mizbeach. So back to the question. Perhaps Master Sheni is different, and it's allowable even Bizman Hazeh. Tamalaymar. Here comes the final source, which is a Pasuk. V'achat ol'fin Hashem l'kecho. You meant to consume the Master Sheni, and the Pasuk mentions Bechor as well. So within the same Pasuk we have a reference to Maser Sheni and to Bechor. We make that connection, that hekesh. We match one to the other, makish Maser to Bechor, right? We connect Maser to Bechor, Ma Bechor, just like Bechor. Ein Elu L'fnei Abayis is only applicable when there's a Beis HaMikdash standing. Af Maser, the same with Maser Sheni. Ein Elu L'fnei Abayis is only applicable when you have a Beis HaMikdash. Now let's just stop for a second. How do we get into this Braisa? This was a Raya to the opinion that by Bikurim, only the Hanocha is Ma'ake, only that part is critical, but not the Kriya. And in fact, we see it clearly, because v'im isa, if it were so that both elements are critical, both the kriya and the hanacha, so when we sought to draw that line, that distinction between bikurim and maaser sheni by saying, well, bikurim is more stringent because it needs hanacha. Hanocha and Kriya is what he should have said. V'yimisa, if it's so that both are critical, Lifrach, he should have asked, Mali Bikurim, how do you compare to Bikurim, which has higher standards, more requirements? Shekein t'unin Kriya ve'hanocha. Apparently, that's untrue, because only Hanocha is ma'akev, as we said before. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi responds, well, I mean, how does that prove? Because, look, we still won't understand why he chose to only refer to Hanocha and not Kriya. Because Nihidi Kuba Lekha, true, let's say, granted that it's not critical to have the Kriya, but Mitzvah Milekha, isn't it a requirement? Isn't it still a Mitzvah? V'leima Mitzvah, V'lifrach, and that would be sufficient to draw a line, to draw a distinction, and say, well, How can you compare Maaser Sheni to Bikurim, which has those two elements of mitzvah, kriya and hanacha? So you haven't really properly addressed why, in fact, he omitted kriya. El Omar Ravashi, therefore says Ravashi, you can very well learn that the reason why Rabbi Shmuel omitted kriya isn't necessarily because it's not critical. Perhaps it is critical. But given the Ika Bikuri HaGer, since we have one type of Bikurim brought by a Ger who does not do the Kriya. You know why? The Boilem Yemer, because in those Psukim, one must say, Asher Nishba Hashem Laviseinu, right? I brought the Bikurim, and he refers to the land, as a land that Hashem bequeathed, Nishba Hashem, promised it to our ancestors, and V'loy Motzi Omar, you can't say that. Because a ger doesn't have the ancestors that were given the land by Hashem. So since he can't recite the Mikra Bikurim, so le'psikolei. So it's not really an absolute, you know, an element that's always there. Not every Bikurim has mitzvahs, kriyas Bikurim. That's why he didn't mention that element of kriya. But perhaps, if it were a regular, you know, standard Bikurim brought by a Yisrael, who's not a Ger, perhaps, certainly he has to recite Mikra Bikurim, and in fact, perhaps it's Me'akev. So you haven't really proven anything from there. Okay, but in any case, let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel's, structure here. We were trying to, the source structure, we were trying to figure out whether Maaser Sheni Bizman Azeh can be brought to Yerushalayim and consumed in Yerushalayim. So our first attempt was to connect it to Bechor, which cannot be brought today. Bechor is certainly on its own level because it's a carbon which needs a Mizbeach. Well, okay, so go to Bikurim, which cannot be brought Bizman Azeh, and provide that is a source. Well, Bikurim needs its own, has its own requirements, Hanacha, right? So we got sort of stuck. We can't learn from here, we can learn from there. So we had to go to another. Well, you can still learn from both sources by drawing a common denominator between the two. Well, Hadadina. We can sort of, swing back and forth. Bechor cannot be a source because it has its own requirements. And, it's got to be Bikurim. Well, it has its own requirements. Well, then you can say, obviously, it's not this that determines, because the other one doesn't have this element. And still, well, you can't say it's the other element, because this doesn't have the element that the other one has. So apparently it's not, the halacha is not attributed to this or that element. Rather, there's a common denominator between Bechor and Bikurim. It's called a Mahatzat. They both have something in common. That they both have to be brought to the proper place, to Yerushalayim, to Beis Hamikdash, and that cannot be done today. Right? We know from the halacha that they cannot be brought today. So, likewise, Maaser Sheni would have the same halacha, since it requires delivery to the Malkim. That's not allowed today. But you could draw it through a Mahatzad. By this common denominator found amongst Bikurim and Bechor, the answer is because at that point we'll differentiate once again. We can differentiate and ask that perhaps Maaser Sheni is not a fair matchup. Because there's an element that's common to both Bechor and Bikurim, unfound by Maaser Sheni, Shekein Yesh Behen Tzad Mizbeach. Both of them have an element of connection to Mizbeach. Bechor is offered on the Mizbeach, Bikurim is placed by the Mizbeach, which is not prevalent by Maaser Sheni. Hence, we needed a new source, the Pasuk, the Hekesh, to disallow consuming Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim even nowadays. Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh. Asks the Gemara, Umayka Sovar. Now this distinction between Maser Sheni, where we have this question mark, whether it can be brought today, and Bechor, where it was simple for us that you can't. What's this distinction based on? What's Rishmol's opinion on this? If he holds that the original holiness that was present when we had a Beis Hamikdash standing, was for that time and is for all time, just like there's Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael in general, likewise, the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is still there. And that's what triggered our question regarding Maser Sheni. Perhaps you can deliver it even today and eat it even today in Yerushalayim, because it's called Lifnei Hashem Alekech. So if that's the question, so then Afil Bechor Nami, why can't he do the same by a Bechor? Bring it to Yerushalayim and build a Mizbeach, and right? Why are we so sure that a Bechor can't do that? On the other hand, if you hold that the original Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash was sort of cancelled when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it's not anymore present today until the rebuilding, Bekarev. So the question was, fine, I understand that we have no Beis Hamikdash, but perhaps Maser Sheni doesn't require Beis Hamikdash. It's still called, Lifnei Hashem, as long as it's in Yerushalayim. So then the question would apply to Bechor as well. I feel Bechor Nami, perhaps. Nami Tiboy, the same question applies to Bechor. Rashi explains, let's say, how do you have a Bechor today? You don't have a Beis Hamikdash, you can't offer the, you don't have a Mizbech. Well, in a case, let's say, that you brought the Bechor when there was a Beis Hamikdash standing, and you did the Akrava, you did the Zrika on the Beis Hamikdash, on the Mizbech, and now there was Churban Beis Hamikdash, and you still have the Basar, the flesh is still around. Can you consume it or not? Same question should apply there as well. So why this distinction between Maser and Bechor? Amar Avinu. You're right, Loilam Kosavar, certainly Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion Kedushas Beis Hamikdash is not present today. Kitcha Lashata, it was for that time. But Kitcha Lashalava, but the Kedusha was not around today. Vacha, and of course we're speaking about that type of case of a Bechor which had already been processed during the Beis Hamikdash's presence. V'ha'acha be'b'chor sh'nizrak damai koydim churban abayis. You bought a b'chor and you did the zrika before destruction of Beis Hamikdash. So you properly, processed your makar of the korban. And now b'chor abayis. Now came the destruction. V'adayim sorakayim, you still have the flesh of the korban. And it's certain to us that you cannot consume the flesh at this point. There's no question. The question is, why is it no question? U'makshinim sorakayim, because in the pasuk, we find a connection, a correlation between the basar of the bechor and the dam of the bechor. Rashi brings the pasuk, "Ve'as damam tizroik ufsaram yelacha." So we connect the two elements, the two components of the korban, ma damai b'mizbeach, afsar b'mizbeach. Just like the dam requires a mizbeach, as the pasuk says, you should apply the dam on the mizbeach. Likewise, afsaray. Eating of the basar of the bechor is only when we have a mizbeach by mizbeach. So that's a given. Okay, so the question was, why are you so certain that a bechor cannot be tended to today in a case where, let's say, you took care of that krava before the churban and now you have the basar? It's a pasuk, it's a hekesh. And based on that, we will learn Maser Sheni as well. Umakesh Maser al-Bechor, because of that pasuk we had before, which mentions Maser Sheni at Bechor, and we say just like Bechor is not applicable nowadays, you can't consume a Bechor b'zman hazeh. Likewise, Maser Sheni, even if you're in Yerushalayim, it's not applicable. Asks the Gemara a technical question. You're learning Maser Sheni from the basar of the Bechor, which was really connected to the dam of the Bechor. So it's sort of a chain, structure here. Rashi brings the Gemara in Zvach, when it comes to Karbonis and Kachim, you can't stretch, you can't extend halachas. You can't say, well, C learns from B something which he learned from A, which B learned from A. You can't do that. Something which was derived through a Hekesh, such as the status of the basar of the Bechor, which was derived from the dam, Chayzer Malamed Bekesh can't turn around and export it to another item which is connected to it, like Maser Sheni. answer is Maser Dagan Chulanu. Maser Sheni is not considered Kachim. With respect to this discussion, it's regarded as Chulin, which doesn't have this, you know, limitation in terms of a chain limud. That works if you say the focal point is on the receiving end of the drasha. So as long as the receiver, in this case Maser Sheni, who is receiving this halacha, derived from there, is chulin, you're okay. Alamadam basar malamad azlin, but the one who says we focus on the malamad, the exporter, the source, which in this case is the bachar, Michael Amemar, then you're stuck. Because it's going to be a chain arrangement. Answers the Gemara, it's not really a chain arrangement. Dama baso chada milsihi. When we connect the basar of the bachar to the dama of the bachar, it's not like learning one item from the other, because it's really all one entity. Dam of the Bukhar, the Bas of the Bukhar is one, you know, it's one single entity, it's two elements of one entity. So it's not considered a chain derasha. Okay, just stop for a second and recap. At what point does the Kedusha arrive on the Bikurim with reference to a Azar not eating it, with reference to a Kohen eating it only in Yerushalayim, when it was delivered to the Azar? We learned that the Hanocha by the Mizbeach of Bikurim is Ma'akev Kriya, is not. And this is in line with Rabbi Shmuel, who took us into a whole discussion regarding Maser Sheni being consumed in Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. The answer was, just as we find by Bikurim, you can't, because it says, L'fnei Mizbech Hashem Elokecha, only when you have a Mizbech. Bechor, likewise, as we just learned, because we connect the Basar to the Dam, which requires a Mizbech, Maser Sheni as well, which is connected to Bechor, cannot be consumed in Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. Continues the Gemara. Kachi Kachim, Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin speaks about eating kachim kachim outside the Azara, or kachim kalim, and Maser Sheni outside the Chayma of Yerushalayim, it generates Malkus. Question is, this is the second time in this Perek that we mention Maser Sheni generating Malkus. Tanin Chadazimra, we already had a discussion back in the beginning of the Perek on Daf Yud Gimel regarding Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni, Be'edesh Le'nift, if one consumes Maser Sheni without redeeming it first, then he gets Malkus. So why the repetition? Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, two separate halachas. Seifa, the second Mishnah, Maser Sheni Tor, Megaver Tor. The man is Tor, the Maser Sheni material is Tor. So in terms of that, we're good. So what then is the issue? The Ka'achal Chutz L'Chaima. He's outside Yerushalayim, he's eating it without redemption. That's the issue there. As opposed to Reisha, the first Mishnah, speaking about a totally different scenario. The Maser Sheni Tami, either the Maser Sheni itself is Tami and he's trying to consume it, or the man is tummy, the gavra tummy. So explains Tosfos. It's either or. And he's in Yerushalayim. That's not the issue. The issue is not location. But he shouldn't be doing it because you don't eat Maser Sheni, which is tummy. First you have to redeem it. So the two missions discuss two different cases. Okay, once we're on this topic, comes the question, how do we know that one is liable to Malkus for eating Maser Sheni, which is tummy? Tanya. I didn't consume it in the status of tumah. Covers both aspects, the person and the item. Whether the person eating it is tumah, although the Maser Sheni itself is tumah, or in the reverse, whether I'm tumah and it is tumah. So this is certainly referenced in the pasuk, right? Indicating that it's forbidden. Where do we find a clear cut violation? Where do we find a clear cut warning against consuming Maser Sheni, which is Tomei? Any idea? I'm not sure where this is. Where that's to be found? Says the Gemara. And the Gemara at this point figured that the question applies to the person being Tomei as well. What do you mean you don't know? Tumas Haguf? To forbid eating Maser Sheni when the person is Tomei? Behed Yiksiv. It's a clear pasuk. Nefesh HaShatiga Boi V'tama Da'arev V'lich Menakachim. The person who's Tomei cannot eat Maser Sheni. Rather, the question is, how do we know it's forbidden to consume Maser Sheni, which is Tamei? Pasuk says, you can't have Maser Sheni Bisharecha. And it's referring to Maser Sheni, which is Tamei. How do I know? Because Eloshim Bisharecha is found elsewhere. Elsewhere we find the same word, Bisharecha Teichlenu, HaTamei VeHatar. That pasuk is actually speaking about a carbon, a bechor, which is was blemished, and you know it's no longer suitable for akrava. you take it home, and you shecht, and you eat it, as though it would be just about, you know, regular meat. There's no restrictions of tumah. You can share the meal with a person who's tumah, no problem. I feel tumah v'tar. Pasuk is allowing even two individuals, Reuben and Shimon, one is tumah, one is tar, to eat together from the same bowl. There's no concern. Even though the fellow who's tumah is touching and making a tumah, no problem. Shimon could eat it, no problem. But here the pasuk is telling you that allowance is over there, but not by Master Sheni. Be careful. If the Master Sheni is tummy, keep away from it. Haich tummy. The Sharilach. Gabe. Tar. Hasam. That concept of a tummy, being allowed to sit with the tar and interfere with his meal, that's not a problem over there. Hasam. Hacha, what are you by Master Sheni? Should the Master Sheni become tummy, keep away? Hence, we know Master Sheni tummy is off limits. Rather, you have to redeem it and then rebuy new Master Sheni, new food material for consumption in Yerushalayim. Munol and the Bar Padiyahu. How do we know? And in fact, you can redeem it. Because the Mishnah indicates that the problem was that it wasn't redeemed. Typically, we know that Master Sheni in Yerushalayim cannot be redeemed. Pasuk says only if when you're outside Yerushalayim and you can't, right? As we're going to see later. But here we're speaking in Yerushalayim. How do we know that redemption is an option? Umanol de Bar Pediyahu. Dom Rabbi Lazar, I'll tell you. Minayin le Master Sheni shenit ma shepoid neus yafil bi Yerushalayim. How do we know that you can redeem Master Sheni, which became Tamar? Even Yerushalayim, Tamar lo yimakilusuch se'esai. So the simple meaning of se'esai means carrying. You can't carry, you're far away. No? Ve'en se'es el achila. It's coming to add this point as well. Even if for some reason you're prevented from eating it. Se'esu means to eat, i.e. it's tameh, that allows you to redeem. Shenemar, we find by Yosef and his brothers, right? Yosef at Tzadik and the Shvatim, Vayisa, Masus, Meizponav, he gave them portions. So Masa, and Se'esu means consumption, means food. Amar Abbebi and Rabasi, Menayin lo Master Sheni Tar. Oh, let's switch tracks to regular Master Sheni, which allows for redemption, provided you're outside the city. Well, let's say you're right outside the city. A step out. Is that okay? Shepoid and Oysa, I feel with Psia Achas. You won't step out of the Chaimah. Can you redeem it? Shenamar, yeah. Kleisuchal Sa'isa. The Pasuk would say, well, you're far, far away. It doesn't say, it says, well, it does actually say, Ki Yircha. But then it says, Kleisuchal Sa'isa, says Rashi. As long as it requires carrying it in. Okay, you decided you don't want to carry it in, you're good, you can redeem it. Really? This pasuk has already been used for the previous halacha to allow redemption by Tomei. Hi, Mibaylik to Rabbi Eliezer. You can't use it for this. It was already used for Rabbi Eliezer. Answer is, it could be used for both in Cain. If it's only for Rabbi Eliezer, where it's Tomei, Le Makrua L'Sucha L'Oichlai. Pasuk would say, you can't eat it because it's Tomei. My Se'esai, why? Choice of word. Why Se'esai? To include when it requires carrying, when it's outside. Maybe it's only coming for the case where it's outside Yerushalayim, but not in the case where it's tummy in Yerushalayim. Came. If it's only for that, Pasuk would use a lashon litlay. He doesn't want to carry it in. My seisay. Why use seisay, which is an unusual lashon here? Shemam natarati, to indicate both halachas. Redemption is applicable either in a case where it's tar, but it's right outside the city, or when it's tameh, even in the city. Yosef Rav Chanin of Rav Eshe. So these two Amoraim happen to be sitting at the entranceway of Yerushalayim. As the Bach is gurus, Apischa de Yerushalayim. And right then and there, they decided to ask a question which was pertinent to that location. Here comes their question regarding redeeming Master Sheni. Because it's outside the city. What if it's only slightly outside the city? Pshita, it's clear to us. In the following case, Hubachutz Masoy Bifnim. Suppose the man is right outside the wall, but his load, the Masoy Sheni that he's carrying, is just inside. Can he redeem it? No, too late. Kaltu Mechitzes. The walls have already absorbed the Masoy Sheni. In the reverse, hu bifnim umasoy bechutz mahu. What if he's inside but his lotus is sticking out? Do we look at the person's location, who's inside, or the actual load which is outside? And it still allows for redemption. Okay, so they got a quick answer from this scholar who was nearby. Tanalu Hausaba, this older Chacham, responded to them. B'debei, based on a brisa that he heard in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The pasuk says, Ki yirchak imcha moked. You're far away from Yerushalayim. Ki yirchak imcha moked. The word imcha in this case is used to describe the person's presence, mi milu echa, his entire being, including his load. The load that a person carries is part of his milu. It's his whole presence, his whole package. So once once he's inside, or his load is inside, one or the other, it doesn't qualify. Milu echa means his entire being, him and his load, have to be outside. But if one of them, him or load, are inside, it's too late. Boy, Rapapa comes with a question. Suppose he's not carrying it on his own person. That's called milu echa. What if he's hanging it off a stick? Nokele Bikanya has this pole from which the Basasheni is hanging on the other side. So he's technically carrying it, but it's not necessarily milu echa. It's not sitting on the person. My, what's the story there? So again, he's standing inside the wall, but his pole, his thing, is sticking out. Do we say, well, as long as the person's inside, it's too late? Or do we say that it's sort of it's dealt with separately? It's like it's sitting on the floor. It's not part of the person and the person's, you know, package. And therefore, it qualifies for pidyon. My take it, we leave it unresolved. Amar Rav Asya, Rabbi Yochanan, Masa Sheni, Mimosa Chayivan Alav. So we had this question earlier by Bikurim. Or the first statement of today's daf. Bikurim, at what point does it become Kaddish? We'll look at the new status. The answer was the Azara, arrival at the Azara. The same question by Masa Sheni. Mimosa Chayivan Alav, all the Chayuvim, all the Alachis. Right? The requirement to keep it in Yerushalayim and eat it there. At what point does that trigger? Does that take effect? Once it enters the city of Yerushalayim, once it enters the walls, at that point, if he takes it back out and eats it, he's over the lav. My time. How do we know that? Makrol lefnei Hashem elokecha techlenu. And it says, uksiv loisucha lechol bisharecho. You can't take it out and eat it in your own, you know, places. Apparently, what triggers that chiyuv? Once it gets to that point, it arrives within the walls. That's called Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. That's the location of the Beis HaMikdash, the holiness of Yerushalayim. Kolecha de Karina Be Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, when we apply that phrase, i.e., it entered the city, Techlenu, Karina Be, Talisucha Lech B'Sharecha. At that point, you're prevented from taking it out and eating it outside. But if the first thing has not yet been applied, meaning you haven't gotten to Yerushalayim, you haven't enabled the achila in the Yerushalayim, likewise, on the flip side, the restriction of eating it outside Yerushalayim does not yet apply. And the lav of eating it outside Yerushalayim and the malchus that come with it would not be applicable. And certainly, as the Mefarshim point out, Tosfos says the obvious kasha. He says, what do you mean? So before you deliver it to Yerushalayim, you can eat it whenever you want? So why is anybody ever stuck with Maser Sheni and have to redeem it because you can't bring it to Yerushalayim? Just enjoy the meal. No, says, of course there's an Isra One who eats Maser Sheni prior to delivering it to Yerushalayim is transgressing an Isra Aseh, a positive commandment. Pasuk says, you don't eat it unless you first redeem it, then, right? Bring up the money and buy it, you know, use it for foodstuffs in Yerushalayim. You can't just eat it wherever you want, but they love. Of Leisuchalach B'sharechan, the ensuing Malkus, only gets triggered and activated upon delivery to Yerushalayim. Okay, so let's just briefly summarize today's daf. At what point does the Kedusha Bikurim, with all its ramifications, get activated? When it gets to the Azora. What's Me'akiv by Bikurim? Only the Hanocha, not the Kriya, according to today's opinion, which drives with Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, mentioned in the Brisa there, which discusses nowadays. There's no standing Beis HaMikdash. Can one bring a Bikurim? No. That requires a Mizbech. Mizbech HaShem Elokecha. What about Bechor? No, just like the Dam requires a Mizbech, a Barsur as well. And likewise, Maser Sheni, which is connected to Bechor. One Mishnah speaks about Maser Sheni, which is Tamei, either the person or the master. If he eats in Yerushalayim without Pidyon, there's Malkus. Likewise, the other Mishnah speaks about Maser Sheni, which is Tor. He ate it outside Yerushalayim without Pidyon. Likewise, it triggers Malkus. And we learned that Pidyon, one can redeem Maser Sheni, in one of two instances, either it's Tameh, that's learned from the Suchal Se'esoy, even in Yerushalayim, if it's Tameh, you can't eat it, so you redeem it. Alternatively, if it's standing outside Yerushalayim, even just a step away. What if he's holding it with a stick, and he's inside, and the thing is outside? That was an interesting question. And we concluded that the lav of consuming Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim only gets activated when it's delivered to Yerushalayim. All the best to you and Hatzlacha.